Today's program is brought to you by Tabard Inn, new American cuisine in one of Washington, D.C.'s oldest hotels, located in DuPont Circle. For more information, visit tabardinn.com.
This is Sherry Bayer from All in the Industry. You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
Welcome to Magnifico Radio, bringing you the latest in ethical fashion, clean beauty, and sustainable living. I'm your host, Kate Black, and this is episode 2, the real episode 2. And today we're discussing beauty and the role of plants and organic farming in healthy beauty and personal care products. There's a quote in my book from Leray Pepper, a former organic cotton farmer, and she says, quote, "Consumers get what I put in my mouth. That organic apple has a direct impact on my health. But they haven't got to the point yet where what I put on my body impacts me too." And that was certainly true for me for most of my life, but not for my two guests today. I'm thrilled to welcome Nicole Reckerbacher and Karan Stoldarden. Although you might not recognize them by name, you will by legacy. The daughter and wife of the late Horst Reckerbacher, whom the New York Times called the father of safe cosmetics. Horst founded Aveda in 1978, sold to Estee Lauder in 1997, and then began work on Intelligent Nutrients, a brand that uses food-grade organic ingredients in their line and is also moving plant stem cell research forward in the quest for products that work and are good for us. Ladies, welcome.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. It's a privilege to be here.
Thank you. So, Karan, can you start with you and what's your role in Intelligent Nutrients and when did you start to get involved?
So I've been involved with Intelligent Nutrients for quite some time now. Intelligent Nutrients was a company that we had when we had Aveda. So it was definitely beauty from the inside out at that point and continues to be that case. It's a shared responsibility between Nicole and I at the moment. We're a small company, the little engine that could, and so we have a shared responsibility in terms of product development and creative and all things business, and that's really what we're doing right now.
That's amazing. And so, Nicole, this was your upbringing, right? This
yeah,
is how you
yeah.
were
I mean,
born
I was
and
like,
raised.
You know, pretty much raised on a plant-based diet.
Are you a vegetarian?
No. But, okay. I mean, I was when I was growing up. You know, my dad. I'm born in 1967, but when my dad was he's from Austria, so he was a big hairdresser. And was young. He started doing hair at the age of 14. So his teenage years were hitting the competitions, and he was a master at styling hair. You know, it was always these beautiful, you know, coiffed hair and colors, and he was really good at it. And he, big brands started to recognize him as this like very creative hairdresser. So they brought him to the U.S. to promote their brands. And he was on his second trip, and he landed in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and got into a car accident and ended up staying there to pay off some bills from this car accident, and then met my mom and had my brother and I and pretty much stayed there and opened up his salons. It was called Horst and Friends. And he was living the jet set lifestyle, and he was going out doing his art and working with these big brands, and he started to wear his body out and realized that wasn't going to be sustainable, and he wasn't happy with himself. So he seeked an alternative, and he found it through Swami Rama, and my mom and him went to India for some time, and they came back, and our life was transformed into this, you know, wellness and really looking at what we put in and on our bodies and eating a cleaner, you know, food and getting in touch with the earth, meditation. And he transformed his salons at that point and had his salon with a yoga studio in the back of it. He lost half his staff when he came back from India. But, you know, I mean, that's what happens. He wasn't about changing people's mindset. He was all about influencing them in a positive way and connecting with him within that. And so that's why when he really got into the wellness and being this hairdresser and connecting with his clients on a daily basis to make them feel beautiful, he really wanted to extend that into the wellness and caring and really looking at the products he was using on them. And so he developed in his kitchen with this guy from Shivnath, who is still at Aveda Corporation that we had when we owned Aveda. And he's a wonderful man. And he and my dad and him were in the kitchen and making shampoo. And he put a label on it. It's called Horst. And other people wanted it. And then he changed the name to Aveda because people were like, well, we don't want your name on it because everybody knows you. So it's a long story short. But so that was the beginning. I mean, he wasn't a marketing mastermind of like, this is what I'm going to do and, you know, went to school for it. He was doing it for himself. And other people wanted what he was having.
And that's really, I think, I love in this realm and the entrepreneurial journey that's kind of based in values, like something that really kind of speaks to what you believe. And I think we kind of got away from that as consumers, recognizing that as a marketing message, but not really as a marketing message, as a core value of the products. So can you tell, Karan, can you talk about how that's woven into now Intelligent Nutrients? Like how is that ideology kind of continued on in his legacy and in his memory?
Well, I mean, I think value is really the right word because that's really what we're talking about. These are choices that we make. And so for us, value is inherent to what we're creating. And so we really think about the ingredients and the choices that we're making from the very beginning. Some people call it farm to face, but for us, it's a very early conversation about product development, whether it's packaging or ingredients or what have you, and how we think about the choices that we're making so that we can make it easier for the people that are buying our products, quite frankly. And so I think that one of the things that, you know, we're indoctrinated with, and many of the staff at Intelligent Nutrients, is that we live it. So it makes it an easy choice. It's something that we value. It's something that we think is really important to just our lifestyle. And that's really how we think about everything. So it's just firmly sort of woven in, ingrained, and indoctrinated into the way that we just think naturally about the business and what we're creating.
And I love that. And I think, too, actually, when we start to think about all the incidents of illness and, like, there's probably not a family around that's not going through some sort of sickness or cancer or anything. And so I know that a lot of those families, the first thing they think about is the food and what they're putting inside, as opposed to thinking just a little bit more about what they put on the outside. And so I know you guys are delving into technology and you're really kind of moving towards having plants help us from the outside. So can one of you explain how plants can help us or heal us?
Well, you know, plants are nutrients, you know, and these plants have survived in their own environment. If it's high altitude or, you know, marine life and algaes, and it's taking those key components like plant stem cells or bioactive algaes and using them for the nutrients. So the antioxidants or the performance, holding moisture, you know, or whatever we're looking in that base formula. It's really about taking those key nutrients and putting it in a concentrated form to work with our own body chemistry because we're bioidentical to that. And with synthetics, it's not natural to our own body chemistry. So your body and it becomes like that free radical, your body and your cells start to fight it. And it you know, toxins become a hormone disruption. And, you know, what we're doing and within the science and keying into cleaner, safe ingredients and looking at how it's cultivated in the process part and really getting that formula about it's all performance-based, you know, and that's the end goal is a performance-based. But what we are committed to do and what we've learned from just our historical piece and from when my dad first started is really being that whole sustainability life cycle and really looking at from the soil, how clean is the soil, and that's why we certify. You know, anybody who says they're organic or natural, there's no regulations in this beauty industry. We're self-regulated, you know, and that's why when you buy a fragrance, you don't even know what's in it because they don't even have to disclose it because it's a trade secret of the industry. So we work with certifications because they are our inspectors. They go and make sure the soil is safe. And every little process, even to the packaging, has to be within those standards and guidelines. And so, you know, I think... But basically, in a nutshell, we're selling nutrients for our cells to thrive and protect themselves.
But I also think a simple example would be natural essential oils, which we all talk about, but they have real physiological and psychological mm-hmm. benefits that synthetics don't. They are bioidentical, mm-hmm. and you do relate to them. You know immediately the difference, the way it smells, the way it feels, the way it interacts with you. And so I think that is a very important distinction.
And so let's just kind of break it down a little bit and do a little vocab lesson, because I know that when, if people haven't thought about this before, if this is the first time that they're starting to think, oh my gosh, like what's in my medicine cabinet? What's on my tub and lining my shower? So what do you use primarily to identify intelligent nutrients? Like, what are some of the core words that you use? And then let's talk about some of the other industry terms that are confusing consumers.
Well, I mean, I think a simple one that we've used that has been our platform is USDA Organic. And that was an unusual move that we made over a decade ago in terms of identifying our products as organic rather than natural. And that's really a label that belongs in the food industry, but we felt that there wasn't a great certifying principle or body that would actually identify for the customer or the consumer what makes this organic. And so that requires a whole certification through a third-party certifier. It means no GMOs. It means purity, sustainability. It means a different plant seed from the get-go. And so that, for us, is a very basic distinguishing characteristic that we think is really important, and we use it as a platform for us.
And you guys are also soil certified as
yes.
well.
Yeah, so we use a lot of different seals, depending on, you know, especially Cosmos certified in EU.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they're way ahead of us, you know. So, yeah, I mean, it really depends on the formula. Like, we use plant stem cells, but that can't be certified because it's not agriculturally grown.
Yeah.
But it's the cleanest. There's no pesticides, herbicides, or fungicides. It's in a controlled lab. And you save, like, 100,000, you know, gallons of water, because you don't even need to put water in. There's no soil or anything like that. So you're really getting this concentrated nutrients that is all about performance and working with your own body chemistry, but it's totally clean. And so, you know, we're really above organic.
Yeah.
But we're really about the sustainability and keying into nutrients, but being sustainable within that.
That's,
you know,
amazing.
Because that's longevity.
Yeah.
You know?
And I love the fact that you bring up the Cosmos, because I think people think that the, and you mentioned it earlier, that the industry is certified, right? Or that the industry has, you know, that the FDA is looking out for us and looking
that
over.
That it's regulated,
that
right?
Yes.
No.
that there's some protection.
Marketers are regulating it, which is scary.
Well, and I think one of the reasons why I talk about this in the book, but I also just do it in my life, is I look towards European certifications, because the EU has a much more stringent regulation.
Yeah.
So something, I think now they're up to 1,400 or 1,500 suspected chemicals, suspected synthetics that are just on the no list.
Yeah.
Whereas Canada, which is where I'm from, and Japan have about 500. And then here in the US, we have 11.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think when consumers start to realize that there's this radical difference between the safety of a consumer, excuse me, in Europe and a consumer here, then you turn to brands that are looking for those certifications. Mm-hmm. So that means that you're adhering to all the European certifications.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh,
right?
Yeah.
By the
oh,
Cosmos.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, definitely. And, you know, there's 80,000 chemicals that are used in the beauty industry that have no safety data. 70,000 of these have been tested to be a hormone disruptor.
So, or carcinogenic in their own right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And who knows what happens when they're combined.
You know, and who wants to play in that field? You know, I mean, I don't want to be in that test.
I just got goosebumps when you said combined too.
Right.
Because it's not even just the combined, it's also the off-gassing.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's the combination. I remember having this conversation with a beauty editor who gave me a lot of feedback on the book. And I said that to her. I was like, you know, these aren't tested for interactivity with other products.
That's right.
And she said, no, that's just marketing speak to get us to buy in the same line. And I was like, the research that I've read says that that's not marketing speak. We don't know how, you know, the face lotion from this brand is counteracting with the, you know, hairspray of that brand. We don't know what's happening.
Yeah.
Well, and skin is the largest organ in our bodies. I mean, let's just remind ourselves of that. And what we apply topically is important. It's something that's worthwhile of a thoughtful choice.
Yeah. And your skin is supposed to protect you.
Yes.
You know, it's your shield.
Yes.
You know, so we're putting toxins on it. And what's scary is it's the layering effect.
Yes.
You know, it's the multi-layering. But, you know, it's, you even have to look into your dish cleaner, your fabric cleaner, or just your upholstery. you know, how toxic that is just within the manufacturing process.
But that's the thing that I find most scary about beauty care products is that we don't actually think also about the inhalants, and we don't think about the air quality in our house. So even though you're thinking about your skin, and even though we're talking about the shield of the skin, there's all of this, you know, the mists and the scents. And okay, well, we're going to talk about scents when we come back from this break. We're going to take a short break and be right back.
The following program has been brought to you by Tabard Inn. Tabard Inn, Washington, D.C.'s quintessential small hotel, is located on a quiet, tree-lined street just 5 blocks from the White House. Vibrant yet unassuming, the Tabard is comprised of 40 sleeping rooms, each unique in character and design. Feast on eclectic American cuisine in their acclaimed restaurant, or enjoy a cocktail and listen to live jazz in one of their cozy Victorian seating areas. Mingle with travelers from around the world who find the Tabard the only place to stay when taking their travels to Washington. For more information, visit tabardinn.com.
All right, we're back. This is Kate Black, and you're listening to Magnifico Radio, and I'm sitting here with Nicole and Karan of Intelligent Nutrients. So we're having a frank conversation about clean beauty. So let's delve into the word natural. How do you feel about the word natural on personal care products?
Meaningless.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you know, well,
it doesn't mean anything. I mean, it's a wonderful word, and we all want to use natural, but it has no important significance in terms of what's inside the product.
Yeah.
A lot of things can be natural. So really, you need to look for specificity when you're thinking about if you're wanting something that's pure and clean and safe.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, it's a buzzword of the industry, the marketers. It's like natural. Well, you know, GMO is considered natural. Plastic, you know, or petroleum comes from the earth, you know, and it turns into a plastic. I mean, that's all natural. So, you know, what does that mean? And that's why we really go the certification route, you know, and really making sure that we're being transparent within our message and teaming up with the right people who are like-minded and working from the same place.
Yeah, I love that. And you guys came up with your own certification, right? Harmonically.
We did.
Yeah.
We did. Because I think we operate under also a principle of it's our own moral compass, and it's important to us for our own choices that we want to make for ourselves. And so that for us, it comes from a place inside us that we really wanted to do something that felt right. And so without getting into this crazy labeling war that's out there, we felt like we needed to identify that we were doing something that was clean and pure.
And you share that label with some suppliers or some, just for yourself?
That's just for ourselves.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about what's available in the product line, because your dad is renowned for hair. So
we come from the hair industry.
Yeah.
So we work at that professional level. So my mom was an esthetician. My father was a hairdresser, and we had our own school. And, you know, that was our test lab, actually. You know, we work with humans, you know, and our customers to test our products. So when we design our products, we put that, and I was a hairdresser. I grew up. I started doing hair at the age of 13. So, you know, we have that mindset of, like, what would that hairdresser want, and what do they need in the performance and that piece of it. And what you were talking about is, like, earlier before we went to break, about the sprays and people constantly using the layering of these type of products that they're using. I mean, think about the hairdresser and how many times they whip out that hairspray bottle, you know, and God forbid it's an aerosol and those nanoparticles floating around in the air. I mean, the hair industry is a pretty toxic industry. And then that's why we're so true to it, too, to really get our message and influence people in the right way for the healthy hairdresser and really think about what's going on in the salon. And you have to have great air filtration in a salon by law, you know, because of the particles and everything that's around. But we work with plant-based ingredients and food-grade ingredients. And so what you're smelling is nutrients for your body, you know. So it's that exposure piece. So when we design our products, it's with that professional in mind of how they can use it for their clients to skin, hair care, But it's also about the results, you know, because at the end of the day, we all want products that work. You know, this is great that we're making sure our soil doesn't have, you know, sludge or sewage sludge and, you know, whatever, you know, toxins and pesticides, fungicides, herbicides or whatever is in there. But we all want products that work, that make us feel good, that we can connect with. And that smell great, you know, and,
I think that's really important because if it doesn't work, then you're not going to want to use it.
And
that's the
reason.
That's human nature. So it needs to feel, you know, I think that's one of our goals is something that feels luxe, that feels wonderful, that just has a sensory experience that resonates with you.
Yeah.
Well, and I have to full disclosure here. I use your products, and I use particularly the hair shine because I'm a creature of bad habits.
Right.
So I do my hair before I do my face. Uh-huh. And then once I do my face, I usually eat breakfast and I don't wash my hands in the middle. So once I realized that I was putting hair lotion on my hands, running it through my hair, then using those same hands to put stuff on my face and then going to eat breakfast. I still can't break that habit. So now it's important for me that I use a product that
You're
I
good.
Know
You're
that
good.
I can, you know.
Yeah, well, you know, my dad was famous in 2008. We came out the first lifestyle full brand of USDA certified organic, and he would drink the hairspray in a beautiful champagne glass and salute the industry.
Just to demonstrate.
And say,
listen
say
up.
Look it here.
Yep.
It's important because
you
realize,
I mean, it doesn't taste fabulous.
No.
But it's so safe. You know what I mean? It's not meant to be.
Well, I think it was meant to make a point. Like you really, you know, because I think that people have a hard time transitioning from food to personal care and what's in your space. And for whatever reason, we haven't gotten to that place where people are thinking more broadly about their own personal environment. And I think when he did that, that was really about, let's pay attention here. Think about what you're putting on your body, what you're putting in your body. Just give it some thought. And I think that it was a very poignant moment, and it was a head turner.
Yeah. I think so too. Okay, so intelligent nutrients we can turn to for shampoos, conditioners, hair.
Skin. Supplements.
What kind of? So
we have a Super Seed Intellimune antioxidant. It is the powerhouse antioxidants.
Nutraceuticals.
It helps to fight free radicals that our body is fighting every day. And 98% of all our products, there's just a few aromatics that we don't put it in because those are the aromas piece of it.
Yeah.
So, we put it in there because of the antioxidant level. And that's our own proprietary blend. And it's absolutely, I mean, my kids take it. I live by it. I mean, you know.
And I'm looking at your skin and I haven't been able to stop staring at it. Like, you two have just zero wrinkles.
That's what happens when you grow up in the industry.
It's so
stunning. You know, thank you.
And so do you guys have skincare as well?
Yes.
We have a full line of skincare.
And you use it? Clearly.
Yeah.
We're our best advocates.
Yes.
I mean, I'm so excited for our first, we have this amazing, it's called Time Traveler. It has two plant retinols to hit your dermal layers and really work with your own cells and rejuvenate and get the skin that beautiful vitality look. It is just absolutely.
It's an awesome product.
It's a game changer, and it just came out. I'm super excited.
So you can have all the things that you can get from, say, a Vogue ad of, you know, a famous movie star proclaiming all of these kind of anti-aging, amazing qualities, performance qualities. You can get all of those in an all-natural product.
Oh, yeah. You know what? But eat well, too. You know,
it's holistic.
You know, drink your water.
That's real. I mean, you have to be real. I mean, I think that when you're thinking about these kinds of things, you are taking a much more holistic approach to everything that's, again, in your personal space, ingesting and not. So I think that's really what it's about.
It's a lifestyle, you know, it's like moving your body. I mean, we're animals. We're meant to move on a daily basis. It's reconnecting with your body and your mind and working with bioidentical ingredients and nutrients, you know, but also looking at what you're putting in your body and what you feed yourself, but your kids and your environment. It goes together. It's a whole life cycle.
Well,
the more people that do it, the better
it is.
Yeah, it's connecting and reconnecting.
Mm-hmm. You know? Okay, so favorite products, because I saw you open your purse and you pulled out two. And actually,
well,
this one I recommend all the time, to especially my mommy friends, because I'm like,
The sanitizer.
It's great. And it smells great, too.
And it's natural. Like, finally, the FDA, actually, I should have given them their nod, decided that triclosan is now dangerous. And so, you know, it's going to start coming out of this antimicrobial. But we use so much, as society, so much antimicrobial in this country. It's scary.
It's too much.
And so
So, yeah, I travel with... my sanitizer, it is USDA certified organic. It's great for kids if they do, you know, lick their hands. It's totally safe. It has a beautiful vanilla aroma. It's soothing, but it's not drying, you know, and but it does kill, you know, the yucky stuff that we don't want, that we're constantly touching. If you're opening up a door, just, you know, it's a good quick fix. I travel with it. I spray the seat and everything. We have it in all our stores. I have friends who have your little obsession.
Yeah. So I think you made a good point. Like, if you're a mom and if you have kids, then you should definitely be using.
At our stores, we have one in, just opened up on 15th Avenue in New York City. We have one in Mall of America. And we also have our headquarters in Minneapolis. And we have the little pumps right outside the store, and kids will come up and just put it like on their face because they're just like, this smells so good. And, you know, it's like, don't worry, it's certified organic. It's safe, you know.
Oh my goodness.
You know, we're all about results, but looking at the sustainable piece of it, but it's all about safety too. You know, and then I have my dad's aroma that we did tribute for him, a Sikh. He was a seer and a seeker, so we have these two beautiful aromas, and it's really him and who he was and his scent and the plant aromas that he loves so much. So this is the Sikh version. Aww. So I just love to kind of put that on and get the sensories going, get the feel good. And
why do you guys use the term aroma instead of like perfume or fragrance? Like, why are we?
I mean, I think aroma. I mean, they are interchangeable. I think that perfume is more associated with the synthetic portion of the industry. And so I think it was just a way to delineate and make a point about the difference in our products, what we're really using, which is our natural essential oils or essences. So I think that's probably why we use it.
Yeah. I mean, a fragrance is there to mask what something or overwhelm someone's sensory, you know, and it's pretty toxic. It's not regulated, you know. That's like the trade secret. They can put whatever they want in it. But we use aromatherapy. We're using plants for their actives. These are actives. They're not there to hide a base. They're there to enhance that formula. And the pure plant essences and aromatherapy you don't have to use, you know, so much preservatives within a formula because they're natural preservatives.
Yeah, they have a sense of purpose within the product.
They're antibacterial and antimicrobial. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's there to design to function, but also have that sensory piece, which is part of the performance of the product. You know, you're giving you that feeling of calmness or energizing. You know, aromas affect people in different ways, and plant chemistry affects people in different ways, and it's just tuning into that and that person finding what works for them.
It's a very personal choice, too, how someone might react to one aroma or one specific essential oil or essence is different than how someone else might react. A horse would always say, you know, there's a memory response there. Mm-hmm. So if you had a negative experience with lavender, you might not like lavender, whereas someone who had a very positive, you know, positive memories of a childhood or you know, whatever, then you would gravitate towards that, and that would have a wonderful, pleasurable experience from that. And so that's a little bit of that interplay with the natural essential oil piece of it as well.
That's amazing. I can't believe that the time is almost up. We've gone so quickly. So let's just imagine that we've blown the head off of some of the listeners. And so we've really kind of scared them and kind of reawakened them.
I hope we haven't scared people.
Just about the facts and the chemicals and everything. So what's one thing that you tell people when they all of a sudden they realize, you know, that the FDA is not protecting us, for example, or that there's, you know, 80,000 chemicals in the world. Like, so what's the one kind of, okay, it's all right. Like, what's the one thing that you advise people to move in the direction of, or to make some small change, or what do you think is...
Well, we all have choices, and I think that, you know, we're all consumers, and I think that there are choices out there that are better for you, and that is the reality. And so if you can find something that speaks to you, Of course, we advocate for something that is pure, that is clean, that is safe, non-toxic, you know, organically based, plant stem cell based, something along those lines, and incorporate that into your lifestyle. And it can just be one small step, but I think once you open that door, that's the beginning of a sense of, and I enlightenment. You know, I know that's a kind of a big word, but I think it is a little bit of an eye-opening process, and that's what it is. It's a process.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard to decode a lot of ingredients, and it can get a little scary, but it doesn't need to be scary. You can just, it's all about taking the steps, baby steps, one step at a time, but being consistent within that. That's the key of a lifestyle. But really, you know, to keep it simple, look for certification, especially when you buy your food. Is look, you know, local, where it's grown, certified organic, you know, and become, you know, ingredient savvy. The website, the whole social media and like brands that are out there, you'll know if they're doing it and how they're messaging themselves. And just being in the know to make the better decisions and get your information. There's so much information at our fingertips now. And you know, it's there's good brands. There's a lot of people out there doing the right thing, but there's a lot of people that aren't.
Yep.
Pay attention. Look at the key ingredients and look for certification, mm-hmm. really.
Wise words. So thank you so much both for coming.
Thank you.
My guests today have been Nicole Reckenbacher and Karen Stordalen of Intelligent Nutrients. You can find more on their website, which is intelligentnutrients.com. As Nicole mentioned, their new store is opening in New York, 1 Fifth Avenue, but they're sold in over 1,000 shops across America. I'd like to thank Roberta's, which is the home of Heritage Radio Network, where you can find us each Monday live at 1 o'clock. You can always listen to Magnifico Radio on iTunes or Stitcher. Please check out our blog or sign up for our newsletter at magnifico.com. And you can find us on social, Insta, Facebook, and Twitter. Until next week.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.